AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump delivered a new warning to Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
He can do whatever he wants. It's all right. Whatever he wants to do. If he wants to do something, if he plays tough, it'll be the last time he's ever able to play tough.
The Trump administration has said it's pressuring Venezuela to stop the flow of illegal drugs. Meanwhile, the U.S. military says it struck another suspected drug smuggling boat in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. It says the strike killed one person. A Mexican Navy plane carrying a young medical patient crashed in the water just off Galveston, Texas. A statement said 8 people were on the plane and at least 5 people died. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a funeral for a victim in the Brown University shooting.
Hundreds of Alabama funeral goers mourned a Brown University sophomore killed in a recent campus shooting attack. Friends and family members gathered at the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham.
Why have we come together from many places and many settings, some from far away? We've come to honor Ella Cook, to thank God for her light and her life.
19-year-old Ella Cook and another student were killed December 13th when a gunman opened fire during a study session. Authorities believe a former graduate student carried out that attack. He was later found dead in New Hampshire. Cook was studying French, math, and economics at Brown, where she also served as vice president of the College Republicans. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In other news, the NFL's Chiefs are moving to Kansas. State of Missouri is losing its third NFL franchise, and the second in the past decade. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. It's a cloudy future for bourbon as Jim Beam closes a Kentucky distillery for a year. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Starting in 2026, as the whiskey industry navigates tariffs from the Trump administration and slumping demand for a product that needs years of aging before it's ready. Jim Beam says the decision at its Claremont location gives the company time to invest in improvements at the distillery. The bottling and warehouse at the site will remain open along with the visitor center and restaurant. The company's larger distillery in Boston, Kentucky, will continue to operate. Whiskey makers are dealing with back-and-forth arguments over tariffs in Europe and in Canada. A boycott started after the Trump administration suggested annexing the country into the U.S. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.